Mauji Bhagat, the happy-go-lucky devotee. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, was born in a remote village of Bihar. In spite of his education, travel, and long residence in America, the simplicity of his village humor and wisdom was always on display. Remembering him on 10th of April, the 16th anniversary of his passing, we recalled one of the many simple village stories he delightfully read and translated to us over the years. The following story, taken from a Gita press book, Ek Lota Pani, is an English translation. In the village Kagipur, in the district of Guwahati, there lived a cowherd boy. His name was Mauji, happy-go-lucky. He indeed was a happy-go-lucky boy. He chose to be a cowherd. This story is from the time when Jahangir was the ruler of India. One day, near the bank of a river, he was grazing 5 cows. These cows belonged to the landowner. He used to get 2 rupees per month as salary and free food and clothing. He was an orphan, illiterate, but exceptionally independent. Once, Mauji believed something to be true, even if it were absolutely false. He would stick to it like an ant. He would be totally fixed in whatever he believed to be true. However, he did not have the discrimination to differentiate between truth and falsehood because he was devoid of satsang. The one who does not partake of satsang remains a fool, even if he is very learned. In this world, truth and falsehood have been mixed like water and milk. Only satsang enables one to distinguish between the real and the fake. One day, while sitting under a mango tree, Mauji was humming a bhajan. Soon, a pandit with a long tilak, an ash mark on his forehead, arrived there carrying a shoulder bag. It was past noon and the pandit parked himself near Mauji. He took a dip in the river and pulled out a clean dhoti, a long wrap round for men, from his bag. Then he sat cross-legged and closed his eyes. He clasped his nostrils with his right hand and sat there for a long time. Then he snacked on 2 moong laddus, sweets, had a glass of water, and was about to leave when Mauji said, "I bow to you, Panditji Maharaj." "Panditji, blessings." "Mauji, where do you live?" "Panditji, Kesampur." "Mauji, where are you headed to?" "Panditji, Daulatabad. My disciples live there." "Mauji, if you don't mind, may I ask you a question?" "Panditji, go ahead." "Mauji, a little while ago, what were you doing holding your nose?" "Panditji, I was having a darshan, vision of Bhagavan, God." "Mauji, all right, that's it." Panditji soon left. Mauji had only 1 dhoti, so he undressed, jumped into the river, and took a dip. He put on his dhoti again and sat cross-legged in meditation like Panditji. He closed his eyes and held his nose. When, after a short time, he didn't see anything, he thought, "If Panditji could see God, why can't I?" Then he held his nose even tighter, thinking that perhaps he didn't press it hard enough. But nothing. Soon He was breathless. But Mauji thought, even if I die, so be it. Unless I see God, I won't breathe. It became absolutely unbearable. He thought, sure, I love my life, but not more than God. He held his nose even tighter. The string of prana, breath of life, is connected to God's abode. The alarm of his impending death reached the throne of all lives. God saw that a cowherd's son is sitting under a tree, holding his breath. When inquired by Vishnu, Maya, the world, explained by narrating the exchange the boy had with the Pandit. After listening to the whole story, God thought that it isn't yet Mauji's time to die, so he should be blessed with his darshan, a vivid encounter. God appeared before Mauji and said, open your eyes, I have appeared. The moment Mauji heard these words, he opened his eyes, loosened the grip of his nose, let out his breath and asked, who are you? God. Me? God. Mauji, what is the proof that you are God? God. You can ask for whatever proof you wish. Mauji, let me get hold of that Pandit. I am sure he hasn't gone too far. I have never seen you before, but he has. So, if he confirms that you are God, I will believe that you are God. God, as you wish. Mauji, but what if you escape while I am gone to get hold of Panditji? God, no, I will wait right here. Mauji, how can I trust a stranger? I will tie you up tied to this mango tree. God, all right, tie me up. Mauji got up and made a long rope from all the ties he had for the cows. Poor God walked over and stood right next to the mango tree as requested. Mauji tied him up tight without any hesitation. Then he turned and ran after Panditji. After some distance, he could see him and yelled out, oh, Panditji Maharaj! Panditji Maharaj! Come and see if it is the same God you see, or is it someone else? I have tied him to that mango tree. Panditji heard him but couldn't understand a word of what he was yelling. He looked over his shoulder and saw that the boy he had seen at the river a little while ago was running towards him. Panditji thought this guy is young and he being old. Perhaps he was coming to steal his bag. He hurried forward faster, but Mauji was determined and caught up with him. He held his hand and dragged him back close to the mango tree. Mauji, tell me, Panditji, this is God, right? Panditji looked everywhere, but all he could see was a rope tied to a mango tree. Panditji, where is God? Mauji, can't you even see in broad daylight? Don't you see him tied right there? In order to get out of this situation, Panditji lied and said, yes, that's him. Mauji insisted, please go close to him and make sure. I don't want you to see later that it wasn't God. Panditji couldn't see God, but again he just said, yes, yes, that is it. It is God. Now, Panditji was freed and left. Satisfied, Mauji untied God and touched his feet. God, that Panditji is not my bhakta, devotee. He is a hypocrite. Mauji, then why do you give darshan to a hypocrite? God, I have never given darshan to him. Mauji, he said he sees you every day and just moments ago he identified you. God, neither did he see me today, nor has he ever seen me before. He is a liar. Mauji, but his lie has made it possible for me to meet the truth, to see you. He may be a hypocrite, but for me, he is my guru. God, tell me, what do you want from me? My darshan cannot be without some good. Mauji, I wish that whenever I close my eyes, after taking a bath and holding my nose, you appear before me. God, granted, so shall it be. Mauji, you have blessed me with your kindness. Please grant me one more, since I am asking. God, ask me. Mauji, when Panditji holds his nose, please appear before him too. God, then he will be reformed, because those who have Madarshan, because those who have Madarshan cannot remain a hypocrite. Mauji, you are indeed virtuous. You have lifted yourself and your guru too. It is usually the guru who lifts a disciple, but today a disciple has lifted his guru. After 1 year, the same Panditji treaded the same path. Mauji was herding his cattle at the same place when they both saw each other, and Mauji exclaimed, "Prostrations, Guruji!" Panditji, "Guruji, prostrations." Mauji, "You are my guru because you made it possible for me to see Bhagwan, God." Panditji, "You are my guru because you in fact made me meet God." Mauji, "You are a Brahmin and I am just a herdsman." Panditji, "You are a Brahmin and I am a herdsman." Mauji, "I was dumb. You made me a Pandit." Panditji, "Hypocrite I was. You made me a Bhakta." Mauji, "Whatever had to happen, happened. We are each other's guru and we are each other's chela, disciple." Panditji, "I have given up the profession of being a spiritual leader. Now you also give up being a herdsman." Mauji, "What shall we do then?" Panditji, "We will spread the name of Rama, God, from door to door. You play the drums and I will play the cymbals." Mauji, "Yes, we will sing bhajans together." Panditji, "Yes, in the sacred water of Ram Nam, we will bathe and bathe the world in it too." Mauji, "What shall we call ourselves?" Panditji, "You will be named Pandit Das, servant of a Pandit, and I will be named Ahir Das, servant of a herdsman." Mauji, "Because your guru is an Ahir, a herdsman, and my guru is a Pandit." Panditji, "Yes, indeed, Ahir Das." In the district of Guwahati, two sadhus were seen singing bhajans, moving from village to village. When they sang bhajans, they were immersed in ecstasy, and the listeners were absorbed too. Thanks to Bhagavan and thanks to his devotees. Strange are his ways.